Welcome everybody to another edition of Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Today we'll be doing a little NFL instead of wrestling. And tonight my co-host is Cliff, and Doug will be joining us shortly. How are you, Cliff?
All right, what's up, man?
Not much. Before we get started, we'll get the plugs out of the way. Listen to Rocksman and Anthony and Smart every Wednesday and Friday night on Mr.com/DirtSheetDudes. And listen to them every other Saturday doing Hollywood Hangout, doing movies. And they did a show last night, I believe, recapping the Royal Rumble. You probably just won on Saturday.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, just listen to them. They did a show last night, probably recapping the Royal Rumble, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit, too. So, Doug will join us shortly, I think. So, Super Bowl 54 is this Sunday from Miami.
Yeah.
It's Super Bowl week. I don't think the two teams have arrived in Miami yet, but I think they arrived tomorrow.
Yeah.
The media.
Oh, they arrived tonight.
They did? Who arrived first?
Mm-hmm. Kansas City did yesterday, and then last night was Fall by 49ers.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
San Francisco had the longer flight, so that's why they arrived later. Yeah, tomorrow is the start of media week. So all the interviews, all the hurrahs of media day, all the interviews, that's going to be fun. So, Clint, what are you looking for most to the Super Bowl? What matchup, what?
If you ask me, I will say it has to be Battle of the two tight ends, Travis Kelce and George Kittle.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be a great matchup. Two of the top two tight ends in the league, along with Zach Ertz. In my opinion, I think those are probably the top two best tight ends in football. I don't know if you think those are the top two, unless you think Ertz is number one or two. I mean, they're all in the top three. So.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah, those are the three best tight ends in the league. I think.
Yeah.
I think. Do you think Kansas City can? Their defense can stop the run.
I believe so. I think it's going to be a high scoring and a shootout.
You think it's going to be a shootout?
This will be a shootout.
I think the first quarter is going to be
Here's the thing. The way that Kansas City has been playing these last two playoff games, how they've been jumping behind because teams have those high-power offense, but then it just takes them a while. San Fran is more like a ground-and-pound team who's going to run the ball around the clock.
Exactly.
I don't think that's not going to happen that way Sunday.
Yeah, I think... Sorry. Hold on. I think if Kansas City can stop the run, like you said, like they did against Derrick Henry, I think they will control the clock. I think San Francisco needs to keep Mahomes off the field, obviously. And they need to get turnovers. And get short field because I think having a short field in this game is going to be key to this to the game. Special teams, I think it's going to special teams is going to be a big part of this game. We were talking about Kansas City's offense and San Francisco's defense for obvious reasons, but I think the special teams will, I think field position will be very important because, as you know, San Francisco is one of the top defenses in the league. And if Kansas City has to have a long field, it might be hard for them to get downfield and score touchdowns. So, any keys to the game for, you think San Francisco needs?
I always think, one, you need a more balanced attack. You're not going to see a better, you're not going to have another go around with just throwing eight passes throughout the whole game.
Exactly.
It's going to, San Fran is going to need actually a 50-50, 45, some type of percentage, balance, running and throwing the ball.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to rely on Jimmy to throw the ball. I think if they get behind, he's obviously going to have to throw the ball, not run the ball, so. It's going to be interesting to see how if San Francisco falls behind, how they use Jimmy, and if he can keep up with Patrick Mahomes in the throwing game.
Yeah.
Because if this is going to be a shootout, they're going to have to rely on Jimmy G to score some touchdowns, get down the field, and get some quick scores because, you have to get quick scores if you're going to fall behind because then you can't get into a shootout. I think San Francisco needs to hold Kansas City to probably under 30 points in order for them to have a shot. And then Kansas City, I think they need to score more than 30 points to win. So, I don't know. Do you think Kansas City needs to score more than 30 points to possibly win this game? But I think if it's a low-scoring game, I think that advantage goes to San Francisco because they can control the clock. But which one?
I said it's just going to be an interesting game. That's the main thing.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
I think. I don't know where the weather's going to be on Sunday, but I don't think it's going to rain, let me tell.
Yeah, hold on real fast, man.
Okay. We checking the weather. Sunday is going to be 72.
All right, I'm back.
Yeah, 72. Yeah. It's going to be 72 degrees on Sunday for Miami. So no rain in the forecast. 72 and sunny. So the weather is not going to be a factor.
Yeah, it's just going to be like a nice setup for the game. Oh, it's right here.
Which one?
It's gonna be a nice setup for the game. I mean, you can't. Get much better than that. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to the game. Like you said, I think it's gonna be probably a shootout. Right now, Kansas City's a 1-point favorite, which I think. Here's Doug now. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thank you. Yeah, sorry it took so long. I had some stuff I had to do before I came on.
No worries.
Absolutely. I'm doing stuff still, so I'm not going to be staying on that much longer.
Yeah, we'll probably just work
on what?
The show and, huh?
We're not going long tonight?
Probably an hour or maybe a little less.
Okay.
So, since you just came on, what are your thoughts on the game, Doug?
On the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really think it's going to be a good game. I haven't looked forward to a Super Bowl this much probably since Peyton Manning's last game when the Broncos took on the Panthers.
Yeah.
Because it's got nothing to do with New England.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, our last game that we were excited about was the Eagles and the Patriots, but
right.
That's because the Eagles were in it. But to your point, yeah, you're right. Probably the last game I was excited about besides the Eagles one was probably that one, Denver and Carolina, even though it turned out to be a so-so game, but it was still a fun game.
I think that was actually the last Super Bowl, well, besides last year, that you came over for, right, Eric?
It's TV.
Yeah, because I didn't come over for for the Eagles one.
Oh, yeah. I
think that's the first Super Bowl I came over for.
It might be, but, I'm really looking forward to this. I think it's going to be... I personally think it's going to be a good game.
Yeah. What do you think the keys to the game for Kansas City should be?
Patrick Mahomes has to throw the ball. Just keep throwing it. Just jam it down their throats. And they need to... they need to stop San Francisco's run.
Absolutely. And San Francisco, I think, needs to keep Mahomes off the field, obviously. Because I don't know if they can get into a shootout. I think the shootout will favor Kansas City.
Right.
Do you think San Francisco needs to hold... Kansas City under 30 points in order to have a better chance at winning.
Yeah, they gotta keep Mahomes off the field, I think.
Yeah. I think special teams are gonna come in big hand in this game. I think people are overlooking special teams in this game.
Absolutely.
I think
like Spider-Man John.
I think field goals are going to be a part of this game.
I just wanted to check it out. I'm like, oh, yeah.
What else?
Yeah.
Now, what else? You have anything else, Doug?
Here's the thing. If Kansas City wins, this will be their first Super Bowl win since 1969 or 1970.
Whatever Super Bowl four.
Well, here's the thing. So they have the opportunity to make history there, but also San Francisco has the opportunity to make history because if they win on Sunday, they'll be tied for the most Super Bowl trophies at 6 with Pittsburgh and New England.
Yep. New England got their 6 last year, so it would be fitting that San Francisco gets their 6 this year.
Yeah.
And we'll have a 3-way tie for 6.
Right, and it'll be San Francisco's first Super Bowl win in 25 years.
Yep. And San Francisco will untie Dallas, who was 5. I think the coaching edge goes to probably Kansas City, but in defense it goes to San Francisco. What do you think, though? Kind of?
Oh, man, I really don't know. I mean, coaching, I will go with Kansas City. I mean, this is I have my reasons why I'm rooting for Kansas City. Besides the Big Red, but once I found out about the defensive end for the Kansas City with the West Hickey, and I'll root for him now.
Yeah, his classmate from West Hickey played for Kansas City.
What?
He went to school with high school with a player that's on Kansas City that went to his high school.
Cool.
Yeah. So who do you give the coaching edge to, Doug?
I mean, the obvious answer is Andy Reid. But
yeah.
I personally think that it should go to Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco because of, the Shanahan family legacy.
Yep. I agree with that. There hasn't been a father-son duo that's won Super Bowl each, has there? Shanahan,
I don't think so.
So Shanahan would be the first one if Kyle wins on Sunday. First father duo coaching tree to win the Super Bowl. So that's another history in the making right there. And then we talked about it last week with Ford, now plays for San Francisco. Former chief.
D. Ford.
He'll be playing his old team, so he has some motivation. He wants to put Patrick Mahomes on his ass, I bet. And then Andy Reid going for his first Super Bowl, his second Super Bowl with ever. He went to his Super Bowl 15 years ago with the Eagles. So this is going to be an interesting game. The weather's supposed to be nice, so 72 degrees on Sunday. The weather won't have an impact. But,
right.
Do you have any more thoughts, Clint, on this game before we move on to our predictions?
No. No, I only have no more thoughts. I'm just ready to get the game started. So, opening night tonight, so we're going to sit back and watch.
How about you, Doug?
I can't wait for it because I really think that I think it's going to be a good game. It's something to look forward to because I personally do like both teams.
Yeah.
So, It's going to be hard, I think, to pick a winner because I really don't want to see either team lose because I like both teams.
Yeah.
But I don't think this will be the greatest Super Bowl of all time, but I think it's going to be a fun one to watch.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, what in your opinion, the greatest Super Bowl ever?
In my opinion, the greatest Super Bowl ever. Probably because I was a fan of the Rams team at the time, so I'll probably say when the Rams beat the Titans back in the 99 season.
Okay. Yeah, that was great too. How about you, Clint?
I think
I know what you're going to say.
No, I was going to agree with Doug. That was one of my favorites.
I think
Super Bowl 34 was our very first Super Bowl I actually watched. So
I'm gonna say the Super Bowl, the last one, that San Francisco and Baltimore. I think that's that one was really good.
Here's the thing. Is that, like, with that one, it started out as a one-sided game, and then the power went out,
and then
San Francisco finally turned it on, but they still lost.
Yeah. Because that game went to overtime, right? Only game to
no.
never went. Oh, okay.
No. The only game that went to overtime
that game went
was the Patriots-Falcons game.
So I'll say Baltimore, San Francisco was my favorite, besides the Eagles, obviously. We'll get into predictions. Cliff, who do you think is going to win and why?
I don't have more reason, but I'm... Who I think I'm going to win, or I know it's going to be Kansas City. I think it's time. I mean, Andy Reid's due for it. I mean, the Chiefs are way behind them. You can't get much better. And then, with everybody backing up, I mean, San Fran got a good defense. Don't get me wrong. And I think if you could beat a good – and it's been proven that a good defense is able to fall. And look at all the great defenses that fell in the playoffs. Baltimore, New England, first round. Tennessee is a good defense, but it's not like it wasn't like known for their defense as Pittsburgh, New England, and Baltimore was. And how they got smashed out of the playoffs.
Tennessee was more of a run game, though, than it was a defense.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true. They had the best running, probably the best run game in the entire playoffs until last week.
Right.
So, how about you, Doug?
I look at it like this. If you look at the history of both teams, and like what they've gone through, how good they were at a time, like the 1980s were that was San Francisco's decade.
Yes.
Okay. And then in the 90s, they had a decent enough run; they were able to win a Super Bowl there. But then, from when Steve Young retired to when to before Jim Harbaugh took over, they really didn't do much.
Yeah. And then
and
after
then,
Jim Harbaugh left.
And then after Jim Harbaugh left, they were having more trouble. So the turmoil that they've gone through, and then everything Kansas City's gone through, they got a
a washed up Joe Montana as their quarterback. And that's no disrespect to Joe Montana. That just means that, you know, they got him towards the end of his career.
Yep. Ironically, from San Francisco.
Right. And then how they struggled for years.
Until Andy Reid came.
Right. Until Andy Reid showed up. So both teams really, they've been through a lot to get there.
Absolutely.
I mean, personally, I actually think Kansas City's been through more, but I don't – I mean, I really think that Andy Reid and the Chiefs are due, but I'm not going to bet against San Francisco.
So you're picking San Francisco?
I'm going to pick San Francisco.
Now, I'm going to say, yeah, both teams are due. Both teams are actually, I think Kansas City is more due than San Francisco. It feels like it's Andy Reid's time. But as you said, Doug, I can't bet against San Francisco, especially since I picked them as my sleeper team in the beginning of the year.
Right.
So, that said, I'm going to pick San Francisco to win 31-28. I think it's going to be a really good game. As long as they can keep Patrick Mahomes off the field and they can win this game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think San Francisco can score points. Because we all saw what they did against Green Bay. Scored 27 points like that. They are capable of scoring points. So I think one key factor could be, can San Francisco get some turnovers from Patrick Mahomes and turn them into points? If they can't, then they could be in trouble. And if Kansas City falls behind, they could be in trouble too. So remember the last 2 weeks, Kansas City fell behind double digits against Houston and Tennessee. They recovered because they were at home, but this is a different animal. And they're not at home. This is in Miami, different home.
Well,
different,
technically, they are considered the home team.
Yeah.
They are gonna be the home team here, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So.
And I mean, I do agree with that, but also, I personally, if San Francisco wins this, the MVP is going to go to either Raheem Mostert or Richard Sherman. Those are the two key factors that are going to help them win this game.
I think Nick Bosa is going to be a key factor, too. I think this is his time to shine as a rookie. So he's my sleeper to win MVP. I think you could get a couple sacks, maybe even a fumble or something. He could win MVP himself.
Right.
And obviously the MVP favorite for Kansas City is obviously Patrick Mahomes. But a sleeper could be Tyreek Hill. He's going to be a key factor in this game too. Who's going to, can Richard Sherman keep up with him if he's covering him? It's going to be interesting to see what cornerback's going to cover, Tyreek. No. Yeah, I think San Francisco is going to win 31-28. And I think Jimmy G is going to win the MVP. You guys have any Super Bowl MVPs?
No. We'll just go, I'll go by how the game goes. Let's see.
Yeah. You guys want to talk a little bit, Rumble, before we head out?
Well, actually, you know, I wanted to, like, head out now because I have to
okay.
Get back to the snow. So, I will be on – I'm not working Sunday, so I will be able to meet up with you guys if you're doing a show for the Super Bowl. I want to see that horse. I'll be able to do that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll let you know.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Yep.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye. Later, Glennis.
So, Doug, what's your first thoughts? I know we got kind of text back and forth last night, the Rumble. But what are your overall thoughts on it?
I really didn't have an issue with any of the matches. Just, you know, finishes.
Yeah.
I really didn't like the fact that Charlotte Flair won the Women's Rumble. I get why it happened because she's a Flair and she needs to win one.
Yeah, she was due for one.
But I personally think it should have been Shayna Baszler.
Yeah. I thought she was going to win. And then... Yeah, I thought... Were you surprised that Ronda didn't show up?
Yes and no. I mean, I don't think it was... I'm glad she didn't show up because I really don't
like her.
I mean, I don't like Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, me neither. It would pay me to pick her to win, but I thought it was setting up for Ronda and Becky. What was your favorite match on the card?
I really liked Asuka versus Becky. I thought it was a really good match.
Yeah, I thought that was a good match too.
I mean, the men's and women's rumbles, once they got going, I mean, I thought the women's rumble was fantastic.
Yeah, I actually thought it was probably
better than
the men's.
I mean, I didn't think it was a good... I didn't agree with Charlotte winning. The men's rumble, I thought, was never going to, you know, pick up any steam. I figured, you know, if they were going to just have Brock keep dumping guys, it was gonna stop.
And then once he got eliminated, it picked up.
Huh?
Once he got eliminated, it picked up.
Yeah. It picked up because then he wasn't the sole focus of the match anymore.
Exactly. And then the biggest...
Huh?
Go ahead. No, I was going to say the biggest surprise of the night was Edge coming back and scaring everybody.
Even though everybody already knew.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're not supposed to die on air.
Huh?
You're not supposed to die on air.
I'm trying not to. Now,
what?
WrestleMania card is gonna, it's looking like. You say you were surprised that McIntyre won, right?
No, I picked him last night. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did. And I kind of picked Charlotte because if Ron didn't show up, that was my pick. So we each got one win.
Yeah. So, but no, with McIntyre winning, it sets up, especially since he eliminated Brock, it sets up a WrestleMania match.
Yep. I think that match was going to happen regardless if McIntyre had won or not.
Right.
He needed to win because, especially since who the final two was. If Roman Reigns had eliminated Drew McIntyre, we would have had another Boo Fest at the Rumble.
Right. Well, I think that's only because Reigns eliminated Edge.
Yeah. I think they should have had McIntyre do it or something. Now, who do you think is going to face the Fiend?
I still think it's going to be Roman.
So, yeah, I think you're probably right. It's going to be Roman versus the Fiend. And the Fiend probably will either beat him or drop the title to him.
Right.
Now, you think it's going to be... You think it's going to be KO and Joe versus Buddy Murphy and Rollins for the tag titles?
That's happening tonight.
Oh. Oh, never mind. okay. I think, who do you think Daniel Bryan will face?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, we got a long way to go.
Yes. What, 69 days now?
Yeah, something like that. And here's the funny thing. Last night had its fair share of injuries, including AJ Styles got injured in the Rumble.
Yep, he injured and he separated his shoulder.
Yeah. And then Sasha Banks, she was still... Sasha Banks was hurt. She couldn't even make it to the Rumble.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised she didn't, because I was waiting for her to come out.
Well, and that's the thing. She was supposed to, and everybody thought she'd be cleared by them, but then the doctor's just like, no, she's not cleared. She can't go. So that's actually why Santino came out dressed in drag.
What were your thoughts on that?
Oh, I thought it was I thought it was stupid when they did it at WrestleMania 25, and I think it's stupid now.
Yeah, it wasn't even funny. It was just stupid. I don't know why they thought it would be funny. They should have sent out who didn't show up that they should have sent out before besides her.
Well, I think Ruby Riott was in Houston.
They could have sent out anybody else but her. I mean, him.
Right.
They could have sent out, I don't know. But, yeah. No, that was probably the worst part of the Rumble. Which Rumble did you like the best?
I like the women's one better.
Yeah, so did I. I thought the
again, the men's picked up, but to me, they had Brock Lesnar just do too much damage to guys. I mean, he killed some credibility last night.
Yeah, I don't think
he killed the credibility of John Morrison. He killed the credibility of Keith Lee.
Yep. One night, Keith Lee, he killed his moment. He killed momentum of Keith Lee on the main roster. Yeah, I don't think he should eliminate Keith Lee or John Morrison. How long did Miz last? He got eliminated by McIntyre?
Right.
Yeah, I thought
he
lasted longer.
Right.
I understand why they did what they did, but maybe cut it to 5 or 6. Don't do it for the half the Rumble. Where everybody's like getting upset because I thought it could have gone ugly if he did stay longer and eliminated everybody. And he ended up winning. So thank God they didn't do that. Do you have any more thoughts on the Rumble before we head out?
Not really.
Well, let's do one more plug for a show. And are we doing a show Friday night?
Yeah, I just don't know what exactly we're doing yet.
Okay. Yeah, join us on Friday. Probably 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, around 9.
We're working on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
9 p.m. Eastern on blacktalk.com. And then next Sunday, we might be doing the show before the Super Bowl. Not sure yet. But we'll let you know. Friday, we'll probably do some Rumble thing before the last day of January. So, join us then. Thank you, Doug.
You're very welcome.
You have a good night. I'll chat with you during Rob, probably, if I watch Rob.
Yep.
I won't see you at work until Friday.
All right. I'll see you later in the week, Eric.
Yep. Later, Doug.
Later.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.